Right, we've got the candidates here. Sorry, just eating. Everyone in the office will get two biscuit ballot papers, one of these, one first past the post one, whoever gets the most votes wins in that one, and one AV one where people get to rank their favourite crumbly candidates.
Today, the Shortbread Biscuit Party launched its campaign based on their suitability with a cup of tea.
My dream scenario would be shortbread. It's rich and crumbly. My worst case scenario would be ginger nuts.
Oh, I'm just absolutely shocked. Why would you not want ginger nuts? Bit of spice, that's what we need.
The Ginger Nut Party says it's not a minority biscuit, saying they can appeal to a wide range of voters at BBC Radio Sheffield.
My absolute favourite is a ginger nut. Anybody that offers me a custard cream, it's an insult. A ginger nut's the one for me.
Rich Tea supporters today claim the biscuit has improved its dunkability as we head towards polling day.
Shortbread, I know where I stand with it. It's got butter in it and it's very rich and it's good for dunking, so that got my vote.
I'm voting for the chocolate bourbon because it's nice and chocolatey and gives you the afternoon kick.
One for bourbon, one for custard cream, one for ginger nuts. I hope we get some real biscuits soon. This is taking ages.